Keith Richards, Jimi Hendrix, a guy named Eddie Lee Jones, Southern blues guy. And so, you know, it really attaches all the Chicago blues, Southern blues, to a lot of the English kids that picked up the American blues, because America wasn't listening to that music the same way the English kids were. And it talks about how the Stones and Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, and, you know, got these guitars trying to emulate this blues music, and how that turned into British rock, you know, rock and roll of the 60s, and how that influenced came back to America to influence us. And for me, I mean, most of my influences were British, so it's pretty cool for me to see this go around and around.
As an artist, how important is your guitar to you?
It's very important to me. It's an extension sort of my own voice. And for me, this is interesting because I'm pretty much a Gibson girl. Fenders aren't really my thing. And so, you know, I really have no idea why that is. It's just, you know, I think I started off looking at guitar players like Mark Bolan, who played a Les Paul, and Jimmy Page, who played a Les Paul. I just sort of gravitated to Gibsons and stayed there. So it kind of forced me to appreciate the history of the Fenders. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, they was with me, yeah, me,
singing. I love rock and roll. Bill Kerbishley is involved, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I know Bill for many years. He actually helped myself and Kenny Laguna, who's my partner, a songwriting partner and business partner and sort of life partner. He helped us make our first record, make our Bad Reputation record, because we had no money and, you know, we really had no place to go. And Bill basically said, why don't you just go into our The Who studio and make your record and pay us when you can.
I mean, did you ever imagine back then when you were recording that first record, like you say, that you would have this long career ahead of you?
Not at all. It was very precarious at that time, you know. It was a completely different world, and I think sometimes it's hard for people to remember how hostile people could be with a girl and a guitar. You know, you're just making music, but you would have thought I was like out murdering people or something with the way you're treated. You know, in that sort of climate, for Bill and The Who to sort of step up and say, yeah, come in and record yourself. I don't think I thought far into the future. I was just hoping to get through that next couple of months. And I don't give a damn for my bad reputation. I think, you know, Elizabeth, it cycles back around, but it's not really changed too much in all this time. The women are out there. There's visibility. And certainly with the internet, people are able to get their music out there. But, you know, I'll tell you, the limitations are still there, and it's still really difficult, and you're going to take a lot of crap, and so you have to be sure about your goals.
What advice would you give to someone starting out?
I would say work hard, be yourself, don't concern yourself with people's criticisms, and give it your best shot. But definitely give it a shot. This way, if you give it a shot and for some reason you don't make it to the point you had hoped, you know at least you tried. And no shame in that.